This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The city of Colorado Springs settling a lawsuit over a 2020 crash involving a city police officer. The city was sued last year by an El Paso County resident who says the officer hit her vehicle while she was stopped at a stoplight along North Academy. She claimed the officer was negligent and that the crash injured not only her, but her daughter as well. City Council approved a $125,000 settlement yesterday on a unanimous vote.
The Colorado Springs Police Department is confirming an investigation into one of its officers after he was accused of theft. The Colorado Peace Officers Standards and Training Dashboard posted an action notice for Officer Robert Walks earlier this week. The post noted that Walks had been accused of felony theft and was the subject of a criminal investigation. The police department has confirmed an investigation into theft of city resources, but says the officer's employment status has not changed as a result of the allegation. The trial of a man accused of murdering a 17-year-old co-worker at a Colorado Springs drugstore is set to begin today. Jury selection for the trial of Joshua Johnson was completed yesterday, and opening statements are set for this morning. Johnson is accused of killing Riley Whitelaw last year in the break room, the Walgreens, where they both worked. Johnson faces a possible sentence of life in prison without parole if convicted of first-degree murder.
A preliminary hearing scheduled for today for a man police say was involved in a rampage near the Cheyenne Mountain Resort in southwest Colorado Springs. 20-year-old Joel Martin was arrested on August 22nd after officers said he crashed a car, got out, and continued to fire multiple rounds inside that neighborhood lining the resort. No one was injured during the incident. Martin now facing 17 counts, including attempted first-degree murder.
A sentencing date has now been set for a woman convicted of causing the death of a juvenile by giving them fentanyl. 58-year-old Marlene McGuire was found guilty late last week of selling the teenage boy pills containing fentanyl in January of last year. Federal officials said the victim was found dead the day after McGuire sold them the pills in the Security Whitefield area. The case was held in federal court due to tougher federal penalties than under Colorado law. Representative Mark Snyder said that last year, a bipartisan bill was introduced to add a new state law that is similar to the federal one, but it failed in the House.
If we really want to address the crisis, we can't eliminate any of the tools in our toolbox. And I think that's a debate we're going to continue to have this session in the legislature.
The bill would have made distributing a drug leading to a death a felony with a penalty of 8 to 32 years in prison. McGuire will be sentenced in December. A church and an apartment complex are among some of the potential uses for a vacant lot on Colorado Springs' west side. The city council held a public hearing yesterday afternoon on the Mesa Highlands development. That's a project to rezone nearly 29 acres in a parcel from office space to a mixed-use development that might include medical offices and private open space. The proposed location is near the southeast corner of Fillmore and Centennial, behind the Veterans Clinic, and on the southeast side of the Fillmore Hill, an area that has been extensively developed over the past few years.
And we slow down and have some input here. And we have an example where council did this in the past, and it came out to a very good result. I would request that we do that again.
That's City Council member Dave Donaldson making a motion to delay the vote for a month or two, but he got no support from his fellow council members. The 90-minute hearing ended with the council voting to approve the rezoning and the land use plan. The next step is the submittal of a development plan that must be considered by the city's planning commission and the council.
A group opposed to the construction of an 8,000-seat amphitheater in Colorado Springs suing the developer and the city. A lawsuit filed yesterday in the 4th Judicial Court claims that the Sunset Amphitheater will violate a state noise law if it is built. The suit calls the venue a public nuisance, asking the court to halt construction. The developer dismissing those claims yesterday, telling local reporters that he has spent millions of dollars to ensure the site complies with every state law.
Colorado Secretary of State is expressing confidence that a wave of new county clerks will oversee great elections next year. A report released yesterday expressed alarm at the number of election officials who have left their posts in 11 western states over the last 3 years. 24 relatively new county clerks will oversee elections in Colorado next year, though Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says she's confident that experienced staffers in those offices will keep things on track. Griswold says she's more worried about threats and disinformation during the election cycle, adding that a dedicated team in her office will work with local officials to enhance election security.
Sunny skies, warm once again for your Wednesday with highs in the low 80s. Colorado Springs up to 88 in Pueblo, and we'll see southeasterly winds this afternoon at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Similar temperatures in the mid-80s and low 90s coming up on Thursday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.